Mishnah Yomis for Thursday, the Dalad Shvat, the fourth day of Shvat, Tovshin Pei Beis. Masechta Brachos, Perek Revi, Mishnah Vav. Our Mishnah continues the topic of the previous one, and that is about a person who's not able to stand up in Shemen Esra and face the Mikdosh. Hoya Yosha Bisfin, a person who's sitting in a ship, in a boat, and it's on the water. Oy Bikorn, or is in a wagon that's on the road. Oy Be'asta, or is on a raft. In all of these cases, it makes it difficult for him to stand up and to have kavana in the davening. Or he's afraid maybe he'll fall into the water. In all of these cases, Yechaven Esliboy Keneged Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim. So he should focus his heart towards the Kodesh HaKadoshim, if not his body. Sit down, doesn't have to stand. He can sit down in his place, daven Shemen Esra with kavana, and has his mind focused on the Beis HaKodesh HaKadoshim, or facing the Kodesh HaKadoshim in his heart. Mishnah Zayin. After we've learned that every person's chayv to make a Shemen Esra every day, or a form of Shemen Esra, depending on the opinions, our Mishnah now deals with the additional tefillah, Musaf, as it's called. Musaf, which we do on Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos and Yom Tov. Does an individual have to do that as well? Or is this only a tzibur, a community, that have to do this? I mean, of course, halach is we do it as an individual. We have to do it. Each one has to do their own musaf, whether they're in a minyan or not. But we'll see now the machlekes on about this. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omer, ain't a mufulas a musafin ela bechever ir. He maintains that the davening of musaf was only instituted in a tzibur, in a setting where you have a whole minyan together, where people gather together to daven. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah holds that since musaf is not the same as an ordinary Shemen Esra, it's not like the Shemen Esra of Shacharis Mincha Maariv where you ask for things. We're not asking for things. It's pure Shevach. It's pure praise for Hashem. And furthermore, there is no corresponding davening for it during the week. The musaf that we do is totally out of the norm. There's nothing corresponds to it in the davening that we pray for things, that we ask for things during the week. For this, like a regular mincha and tefillah shachar, a mincha of a Shabbos and Yom Tov, since there is nothing corresponding to it during the week, it's enough that the tzibur themselves daven it. That's how Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah holds. They say it has to be davened, whether one is in a minyan, whether one is privately by oneself, b'tzibur or b'yachid. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mishmoy, Rabbi Yehuda says he has a third opinion. He says that he heard in the name of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah a different variation, and that is, Kol Mokim Sheyesh Chever Ir, whenever there is a city where you have a tzibur davening tefillah musaf, hayachid potem tmolas amasafin, then the individual doesn't have to say musaf, because the shlich tzibur will make him exempt. But in a place where there is no chever ir, there is no 10 people davening there, or even if there are 10, but they're not davening together in a tzibur, they didn't daven in tzibur, then the yochid, the individual, would be chayiv to daven his own tefillah of musaf. He has to daven. And the halacha is, however, like the chachamim. And that is that the tefillah of musaf is obligatory on everybody, on the yochid, on an individual, and on the tzibur as well. Whether they're in a minyan, whether they're not in a minyan, bechever or shalai bechever, there's an obligation to do it for everyone, the davening musaf.